7, David's Daily Devotional.
This is part 38 of Agape Love. Unconditional love. And we're talking about God's love for us and our response to that. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to John, the 15th chapter. And I'm going to flit about here a little while, and I'll start with verse 5. It says, "Yes, I am the vine," says Jesus. These are his words. "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Verse 7 says, "But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. And this is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends." About 30 minutes ago, literally 30 minutes ago, I found out that my favorite uncle, my uncle whom I loved so much, my uncle David, has gone to be with the Lord. And his funeral is today. And I didn't know. Had I known, I would have been there and not here. But I didn't know. And it's hit me really hard. He's been ill for quite some time. Some time ago, he had a stroke. He was a very old man. Yet he is now gone to be with the Lord. And just before I began this word, I was looking at John 5 and reading how Jesus was saying that those who have died will be hearing the voice of the Lord. And it brought such comfort. He's now with his beloved wife. And my whole life, beloved, from now until I go to be with the Lord, is all about telling you about how wide and how deep and how wonderful God's love is, and how important it is, how vital it is, that you tell people and that you love them the way that Christ loved you and loves you. Jesus doesn't have millions of commandments. He says, if you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. And then he goes on to say, this is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. He's saying it quite simply. There's no doctrine. There's no religiosity. There's no dogma. There's no waving incense around. There's none of this. It's all about love. And I will shout this from the rooftops. That's what it's all about. I want you to imagine a world in church, if you will. Okay, let's narrow this down. Imagine your church, your own fellowship where you go. There could be 25 people in that fellowship. There could be 2,500 people in that fellowship. It could be a massive fellowship, or it could be a tiny, tiny little one. It doesn't make any difference. It makes no difference. You know, every so often I go to Suffolk, to a place called Stowmarket Community Church, and I preach there probably four times a year. It's not a huge church. There are 40-odd people gathered there. And the love, the second I walk through that door, beloved, the love hits you like a wall. It's incredible. It is wonderful. And that is what is so important in community, in our church life, in our gatherings. That there's nothing but love. There's no hatred. There's no anger. There's no animosity. There's no jealousy. There's no backbiting. There's just heart unity. And each person loves the other. And loves the other with the way that God loves them. It's unconditional. You don't have to do anything to earn this love. It's just there. Why? Because we've been commanded to love that way. Jesus is talking in John, the 5th chapter, about him judging. And if you obey his commandment, you go from death to life with no judgment. Jesus judges the way his Father tells him to judge. You don't need to be frightened or scared of that judgment anymore, as long as you do this one thing and you learn how to love. Now, no one's saying you need to do it immediately and it needs to come naturally. That's not what we're saying. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you can do nothing, says John, the 15th chapter. You can do nothing without Jesus. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them, watch, will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus is saying to you, unless you have relationship with him, unless you have relationship with the Father, unless you have relationship with the Holy Spirit, you can do nothing. And the only way you are going to be able to love with this agape love, with this unconditional love, is to remain in the Lord Jesus Christ. And remain in him and hold him close and communicate with him and have relationship with him. Because if you do that, then you can not only do nothing, but you can do everything. Philippians says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Say that after me. I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength. Now say this, I can do nothing without the Lord Jesus in my life, in relationship. Say it again, I can do nothing without the Lord Jesus Christ in relationship with him. That is the only way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. It's the only way you're going to get there is through Jesus. The only way is to have a relationship with Jesus. The only way to pass from this life into the next life and the life of glory and the eternal life of heaven is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Be saved and begin to love one another as He has loved you first. That is the only way you're going to do this. That is the only way. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus is awesome. And He is giving you the way through this. He is telling you the way through this. In John, the fifth chapter and verse 20, it says, For the Father loves the Son and shows Him everything He is doing. In fact, the Father will show Him how to do even greater works than healing this man. Then you will be truly astonished. For just as the Father gives life to those He raises from the dead, so the Son gives life to anyone He wants. In addition, the Father judges no one. Watch this. Instead, He has given the Son absolute authority to judge, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent Him. Verse 25, I assure you that there is a time coming, indeed, says Jesus, it is here now when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and to those who listen will live. The Father has life in Himself, and He has granted the safe life-giving power to His Son. And He has given Him authority to judge everyone, just as He is the Son of Man. Jesus. That is so exciting. And the only way that is going to happen in your life is this way. If you make a decision that today, with the help of the Father, with help of the Son, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, yes, today I will love the way I am called to love. I will love the way Jesus commands me to love. Make that decision today. Make that decision and say, yes, that is me. That is what I'm going to do from now on. And then just pray to the Holy Spirit and say simply this, Holy Spirit, teach me how to love the way Jesus loves me. That's it. That's all you've got to do. Teach me how to love the way that Jesus loves me. And your life will be changed beyond all recognition. Never again will you fail. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.